Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 26, 2015, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. You know, before we go to tonight's special guest speaker, I want to quickly go out to the state of North Dakota and to More Success Team Bronze Executive Director that was actually recognized this morning on our leadership call as being the tied for the second place for the top recruiter in the entire company. He recruited four new associates, and that's Mr. Mac Aguibar. Mac, are you on the call? Mac, do we have you on? I know he was on earlier, unless he muted himself out. Okay, let me try to unmute your line. Mac, do you have yourself muted out?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Mac. Congratulations, four new recruits last week. Tell everybody just a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Appreciate you, sir. Thanks for the chance. My wife and I in North Dakota right now, got in Legal Shield shortly 7 years, only actually been in the business and working it 3 years or so, but started out as a banker and did some things that made me realize that I had to make some changes. And just because of this system, part-time, earning an extra $1,000 around my crazy schedule, shortly became 15, and I kind of managed $2,000 to $4,000 just part-time while I did my career. And life happened like it does to a lot of us, and actually ended up with being in the hospital. I had a tumor, and that just because of life, I had to put Legal Shield down for a while. And I was actually gone for 4 years. It was this rare tumor, and it just did some things to us. I did a lot of things, my confidence, and just in life, the things I preached for a while. But God is good, and over time, I was able to get healed of that and got the green light to get back in Legal Shield. I had to rebuild, and I moved to North Dakota. I was working 17, 18-hour days in the oil field, and did that for a good 3 years, six figures every year. And thank goodness, because of Legal Shield, I was able to just casually step away after a 16-hour day because of the systems in this business. You know, I remember making $400 because of the passive levels of this business. And we're just excited for what's happening in Legal Shield, you know, whether it's North Dakota, you know, no matter where it is, there has always been an opportunity in Legal Shield. And I'm really excited for the leadership, and I'm grateful for the people that came before me, like Mr. Moore and the likes, that it really paved the way to make the system very, very simple. And so, Mr. Moore, appreciate the time to just share a little bit about yourself. I'll throw the call back to you.
Well, Mac, the beauty of Legal Shield is you kept your membership, even though you said sort of life got in the way, and I know you had some challenges health-wise there, but wasn't it great that you came right back, left off right where you left off, and able to build such a great income and recruited four new people last week alone? So you're doing an awesome job, and we're very, very proud that you're on the More Success team.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead our team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. And I tell you, I'm so proud of Mac. Mac, congratulations. Great job, my friend. Listen, folks, if Mac could get out there and recruit four, surely we can get one. You know, Randy, I had an exciting day today. I had at the office, and I stopped by nobody but Wilmer Smith's son today, and we had a long visit, and he's got his children now. One just turned 18. 22 years of old, and sit down and talk. And we now have Wilmer Smith's grandchildren in the Legal Shield business. So I know Wilmer's smiling up there. Miss that guy. But now then, we got Wilmer Smith's be third generation, his family, in the Legal Shield. So I know Wilmer's proud. I'm proud. I'm proud of Mac. And I'm so extremely proud of this next lady. I always call her my Georgia Peach. So she's so sweet. And I hope she goes home and tells her husband I said that. So anyhow, Randy, this is a great lady. She's a good friend, a good team player, and her husband's name is John. They've been associated with Legal Shield about 10 years. They've been self-employed in the automotive bracing industries. When they're introduced, they're silver executive directors. They got a team of 3,700 associates all over the United States, and they've written over 25,000 memberships $100,000 ringer, written over 3,000 personal memberships, and was Georgia's number recruiter for 5 straight years, specializing in team building, group and small business arena. And tonight she's going to be taking your business to the next level. Hold on, put your seatbelts on, get your notebook pad out, get your recorder out. Listen to this, going to be my friend, your friend, a great team player, Ms. Sherlyn Degatta.
Thank you, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore, Mr. Moore. It's a great honor, as always, to be on the call and be considered to be able to speak to not just associates on the team, but really this Moore Success Team family, because we all are family, no matter what part of the business you do. I've been in the business, it's hard to believe. December's going to be 10 years that I've been in the business, and started the business very part-time. I think I maybe did part-time 3 months and then went full-time and put my seatbelt on and really stayed focused and went full-time. When I looked at the opportunity about 10 years ago at that time, my husband had been very sick, and unexpectedly at the age of 50, he ended up having a heart attack. And I remember going into surgery one day, and he said, you know, hon, you just got to look at this prepaid now Legal Shield opportunity, because if something ever happens to me, you can't build superchargers. You can't build race cars for a living. You can't go down drag strips. And it really kind of hit home, and I thought, you know what, if something did happen to him, although we could continue in the legacy of automotive racing, I would not be able to do the things that needed to be done to have a successful business. And the thing that really got me in the business was residual income. And from moving forward today, it's really, really paid off for a lifetime. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about today, and apologize for talking. I've been doing 3 days of enrollments in Minnesota, so my voice is going a little bit. But I want to talk to you today about a 90-day game plan. And the reason I'm looking at a 90-day game plan is makes perfect sense. I had associates, over the years and even recently that kind of did every single part of the business. You know, you get small biz certified, you do the network marketing side, you do the team building side, you do the identity theft side, you do the group and the small biz side of it. And I find out what happens, there's so many pieces of this wheel of opportunity that sometimes, whether it be ourselves or sometimes a new associate, we kind of get lost with so many things. So as we take this ride together tonight, I want you all to have the mentality and think about this. Think of yourself as a racehorse. Think of yourself as going down the track, winning the Grand Prix or winning the top races in the country. And all of a sudden, you look at the horses. And what do the horses do? The horses are sitting there getting ready to go out the gate as fast as they can go out the gate, but they've got blinders on. And they have blinders on for a reason. And the reason they have those blinders on is they don't want to look, they don't want the horses looking to the left. They don't want the horses looking to the right. They want the horses running the race as fast as they can run it and going straight down that track to be the winner. So that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. I think it's really important that all of us on a team, no matter what part of the business we specialize in, is to stick with one subject. I'm asking you, as we go out there and closing out the end of this year, stick to a 90-day plan. I'm going to tell you a story about one of my associates. She came in probably about 4 months ago, and she was jumping all over. She was all excited about group and all excited about small biz. And, you know, she was just so excited about the opportunity and believed in the membership because she had used the membership years before and then became an associate. But we got to a point with her where she was so confused of what part of the business am I going to do today. And I don't want you, as you're sitting here, I don't care if you've been in the business for a month, I don't care if you've been in for a week, I don't care if you've been in for 10, 20 years, to get distracted with that. I really encourage you, if you could stay focused to one piece of the business, all I'm asking for is 90 days. Don't forget the recruiting side, because that's the biggest side of it. But it's really important to really stick with that subject to be able to really move forward. When I was working with Renee, I said, you know, Renee, she had just taken CDL, and she had such a love for CDL. I said, so for the next 90 days, why don't we passionately stick with CDL. Let's go ahead. She goes, I want to do group. I said, CDL will lead to group. She goes, I want to do small biz. I said, CDL will lead to small biz. So once we started focusing on that 90-day run, like that horse with those blinders on, all of a sudden something clicked. Within 2 days, she had made 12 appointments because she wasn't jumping all over the place. She ended up closing 4 groups last week just on CDL. It led to 3 business plans, and it also led to doing some groups. So stay focused. If we could all stay focused for 90 days, the first thing I want you to do is really think about it and really who should participate in the 90-day game plan. I think every single one of us, if we're really serious about our business, we will end up participating in the 90-day game challenge. If you want to succeed, a 90-day game plan will help you indefinitely and help you with the steps to take to build a strong business and building habits. Whether you're new to this company or whether you've been around a seasoned professional ready to break through the momentum, the 90-day game plan is really a roadmap to stay focused on success. So let's together try to make a group plan or an individual plan to stay focused for the 90-day game plan, and let's create a roadmap. Tony Robbins says, one reason so few of us achieve what we really want is that we never direct our focus on one thing. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. Well, how does that reflect you? How does that end up affecting you guys? How many important things did you get done today? How many important things did you get done last week? I mean, the things that actually got you closer to your goals and your dreams. Take a minute and really think about it. Write down what you've done and how many of you really came up. How many of you did you come up with? And for many of you, the reason was you got distracted because you didn't have a 90-day game plan. Lack of focus is the most common killer of making things happen, guys. So it's really important as we go down this road together for the 90-day game plan, statistics show that if you didn't write down what goals you were going to do in that 90-day or what part of the business you were going to do, 22% of us didn't accomplish that goal. With others who wrote down their written goals, 43% written goals for that 90-day plan, 43% accomplished their goals. And written goals and actions that actually said, I'm writing it down, I'm going to do it, actually committed, 64% people accomplished their goal. And then writing goals down with action commitment and writing weekly progress, 76% of the people accomplished their goal on a 90-day game plan for success. So how do we go ahead and figure out a 90-day game plan? Okay, life changes. People look at 90 days and they go, oh, my God, 90 days is really a long time. But life changes a lot in a year, especially if you work at a company or especially if you work starting up this business. And goals set annually may not feel relevant to 12 months. 12 months to me sounds like a really long time. I can concentrate on doing something for 90 days versus 12 months because 12 months, your goals for 90 days, that is really too far away, and you always figure out, it's like that diet. It's like you want to lose weight, and you go, oh, you know what, I'll start on Monday because you know you have all year to try to lose weight because the holidays are coming. Oh, you know what, I'll start tomorrow. But when you don't have a 90-day plan and you have a 12-month plan, you always are saying to yourself, well, I kind of goofed off today. I didn't make the call today. I didn't go to a briefing tonight. I'll start tomorrow. 90 days, on the other hand, is about holding yourself accountable to many long-range goals. And 90 days isn't really too short. The good thing about 90 days is you can reset everything quickly. If you're not having the results you want in a couple weeks or you're not doing the activity, with 90 days and not that your goal, you can really reset the time clock very quickly. And you really don't have to spread yourself thin. You may have lots of goals, and that's a good thing, but giving yourself 90 days means you can focus on a few at a time, knowing that there's a 90-day period coming up soon. So let's just say you wanted to specialize in group. You wanted to specialize in small biz. Really concentrate and don't get distracted. Go in those 90 days, because if you don't have that success in 90 days, guess what? There's another 90 days coming up behind it. And you can make personal goals part of the mix. The good thing about setting two or three goals is that you can set 90 days in what goals you want 3 to 4 times a year, probably about 4 times a year. So what I'm really talking to you about is pick a major and pick a minor, just like you were in college. You can't be a chiropractor. You can't be an auto mechanic. You can't be a doctor. You can't be a lawyer. You have to pick one. You have to major in something and minor in something. And I think what happens is when we don't stay focused as a team or individual, all of a sudden now the major and the minors just keep flip-flopping every single day. Maybe you're going to specialize in team building or networking. Maybe you're going to specialize in group and employee benefits. Maybe for 90 days you're going to end up specializing in small biz or CDL, or maybe you want to become the identity theft specialist, or maybe for the next 90 days you want to become specialized in brokers and insurance agents. Whatever part of your 90 days that you feel passionate about, that you want to stay focused, you need to make sure that you are the expert in that industry. You need to know everything about that industry. You need to know the difference in the group arena. What's the difference of the identity theft products that are out there? You need to know what plans are available and what you're going to be your competition in the legal part. You need to know the CDL competitors out in the market field. You need to know the difference between PEOs and benefit brokers and insurance agents. And you need to be a specialist in team building, no matter what you do. But once you decide what industry you're going to stick with for those 90 days, practice your presentation. Be the expert of that industry. So anybody who comes to you, whether it be a decision maker, whether it be a team player, that you have all the answers. And then you've got to prepare yourself for success. During this 90 days, you have to really develop yourself. You've got to get trained properly, whether it's going back to group school or small biz or CDL class or going to all the briefings again. And then you've got to get yourself during these 90 days plugged into successful people, and you really have to make a personal commitment, guys, to being a business professional. Now, during this 90-day period, remember, I'm only asking for 90 days, keep a journal or a log. And what's really important to do something like that is that you can actually hold yourself accountable. You can see, what did I do today? Who did I talk to today? You know, I'm right now specializing in small biz and employee benefits just because it's this time of year for me where I've got a lot of accounts. Am I doing CDL? No. Am I talking to insurance agents right now? No. Am I working with networking and building a team? Absolutely, because that's going to be the key to your success. That's going to be your residual income for life. I want you adding that piece into it. But my day-to-day activity is making cold calls to small businesses, is walking and talking and going into companies and introducing myself for small businesses. It's following up in small businesses. So my personal goal, Cheryl Ann DeGatta's personal goal for 90 days is concentrate on doing nothing, putting my blinders on and just concentrating on the small biz, I mean, on the group and employee benefit side of it. Maybe next month it's probably going to be small biz, not forgetting to follow up on the group and employee benefits. But that's my personal goal. Am I going to get distracted? Sure, there's going to be get distracted. But what really holds me accountable and gets me excited about it is I can look at every single day, whether I took a break, whether I ended up making cold calls, 50 phone calls, or whatever I did is, I'm keeping a journal or a log for those 90 days because I can go back every single day and see what I've done. When you're keeping your journals and your logs, you've got to go back and you've got to make sure you're following up 30 days. Don't wait to the 90 days to follow back up. I see so many people in my organization and all over Legal Shield that they're really great about keeping a journal. They're really great about keeping focus for those 90 days. But they forget to follow up because now they're going into days 31 through 60. and not following back up. So your journal will really help you keep accountable, and it's really getting excited when you're seeing the results. I've had more people go to manager on my team that started off from June and July and August within just a couple weeks because they're on my 90-day game plan for what to do. And it really is a detailed step-by-step to really stay focused. What do you have to do today to get to your long-term goal? And that's maybe going to stay focused. Everything else can stay until you get to your 91-day. And I think the biggest thing in your 90-day period, step-by-step, is don't get overwhelmed with your game plan. Once you have your list, once you decide what you're going to do, you can get back in track. That's your roadmap. If you get going down a road and you end up getting off course, the good thing about having a roadmap for this 90 days is you can get in your vehicle and you can get right back on. But I think the most important thing is that you need to let whether a family member, a workout partner on your team, whether it's Mr. Moore, whoever it is have someone hold you accountable. Have an accountability buddy. Because when that ends up changing, when you don't have one, all of a sudden it's easy to flounder off that 90-day system, off that 90-day schedule. But when you have somebody, I've got somebody, depending on what area I'm working in and what part of the state I'm working in, I always, you know, what did you do today, Tom? How many calls did you make to Tom? How many enrollments did you date? How many decision makers did you get in front of? Because he's staying focused right now on employee benefits and group. So find somebody, even if it's somebody part-time, find somebody to hold yourself accountable. If you haven't built a team yet, maybe it might be a spouse. But find that accountability buddy for 90 days and wait till you see what's going to happen to your business. I think it's also important when we make our list of what we're going to do and who we're going to call and who we're going to visit based on the area of what you want to specialize in for those 90 days. Work backwards from your goals to your milestones to your tasks. Most people forget about their goals. They forget about what milestones they want to hit, and then they forget about the tasks of what they're going to do to work those 90 days. And it's really important. You can't take big bites out of that white elephant and expect to get something huge. You've got to break down your 90-day work pattern into smaller and then real small chunks. You know, maybe you just make 20 calls today, but that might be a lot for some people, even doing part-time. So don't do the 20. Take smaller chunks. Do 5. But what if everybody on your team, for those of you who are on the phone right now, what if every single person on your team, and it doesn't have to be any all the same areas of that 90 days, what if every single person stayed focused for 90 days and they were all different areas of this wonderful opportunity we have? You would see the huge success in what's happening. We put in more counters this month, just a really short month, just by people. I've got 8 people right now trying this 90-day system plan, and they're already getting the results of what they really wanted. I think one of the biggest things is, you know, I'm a multitask person. People look at me, especially my husband, he's like, do you hear what I'm talking to you about? Because I'm doing 10 different things, and I find really successful people and this business are really good multitaskers. But I think switching from one thing to another thing and multitasking right now as we're on this 90-day step-by-step plan isn't going to work from you. You can't go from networking to group. You can't go from group to small biz. You can't go from small biz to CDL. You've got to be diligent in what you're going to concentrate on for 90 days, and you really will see the success. Be militant about eliminating distractions. And one of the biggest ones that I find during the day is when people are on this 90-day plan, one of the big ones are they're getting distracted, they're looking onto Facebook, and they're spending all day checking emails. Schedule your emails. On my 90-day plan, I would normally always be in front of a computer if I wasn't in front of a group. And I found myself in the beginning, oh, my gosh, I wrote somebody, did I hear back? And I was checking like maybe 20 times, 30 times in the morning and 20 or 30 times during the day. Well, that stops me from doing everything on my 90-day plan. I suggest every single one of you to really be disciplined and pick two times or three times in the morning before 12 o'clock to check your emails. And then the afternoon, go ahead on this 90-day plan two or three more times afternoon. And then at the end of the day, then go ahead and check your Facebook. Go ahead and check your emails. But checking your emails is going to kill your productivity during the day on this 90-day plan. And so many people do everything through email that they forget to pick up the phone. Use the telephone, even if you hate it. Get used to it or find somebody in your team that likes using the phone, because emails aren't for conversations. You can't get a major conversation going unless you're talking on the phone to somebody. And then I suggest every single one of you to reevaluate every 30 days, like I mentioned before. Reevaluate where you're going, what are the results, and if we have to tweak it, you'll tweak it. But your workout partner will be there to be able to help you, because now that you've got your journal and you can look at everything during this 90-day plan of what you're going to specialize in, you have a better understanding. And the days are long. My suggestion during this 90-day plan, because we're on a repetitive motion, doing the same thing, getting the same results, work in 60 to 90-minute intervals. Your brain can't absorb any more than that at one time. So you might have to go get a coffee. You might have to go for a walk. Take a break, but take some time off in between that so you can absorb and get a fresh new start when you get started again. You know, the team building, make sure you go to all the, if you're going to specialize in team building, go to all the briefings, have supplies, get connected with recruiters in all different industries, and have at least one PBR personally and be approachable. For those of you who want to do the 90-day commitment, you know, for employee benefits and group, be the expert in your field. Know all the competition like we talked about. Join at least one networking group. Attend all HR seminars that you can. Work your warm market and your associates' warm market. Get connected with LinkedIn. Go to group school again if you feel like you don't have the knowledge, and start dialing for dollars. In the small business side on the 90-day run, know your product. Maybe you need to attend another small business training. Be the expert. Do some walk and talks. That means go and walk into businesses. Introduce yourself and talk to them. I have so many associates that say, well, I walked into small businesses and I want to go ahead and do their employee benefits. Let me tell you something. If you're going to specialize in 90 days for 90 days in small biz, you want to talk to them about small business plans for their small business. Then that will end up leading into group. And then the CDL side of it, if you want to specialize in that, join trucking associations. Take training. Know your competition. Learn who to talk to, and that's the hazardous and safety compliance officer. So my thing, and really in all of this, is stick to a 90-day plan. Try it. What do you have to lose? You don't have to be the expert in everything. And I think what you're going to find out is you're going to take a lot of stress out of your life by staying focused for 90 days on that path. You will have more productivity. You can dream, achieve, celebrate, and repeat. And remember, play bigger, think bigger, and make the impossible possible. Remember, guys, it's only 90 days out of a whole year. And with that, Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Wow, what a fantastic job, Shirley. And I was soaking all that in myself, and I'm sure the whole crowd was. We really, really appreciate the information you put out tonight. What a great way for people to finish this year. I'm going to turn it to Randy, but thank you very much. Tell John hello, and we love you very much.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Randy?
Mr. Gatta, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Mr. Moore.
If you've got time, I've got an executive director just texted me up in the state of Idaho, has a quick question for you, and that's Mr. Damian Sheber. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Mr. Sheber, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I am, Mr. Sheber.
Well, fantastic, Mr. Gatta. I appreciate you so much. You know, you spoke a lot. Obviously, you spoke about 90 days runs today or tonight. Here's my question. Obviously, I'm assuming that when you went executive director and you went on a 90-day run specifically with hitting exec in mind, or maybe it was the ring. But if you did that, can you tell us a little bit of what your 90-day run looked like when you were going for the ring or when you were going for executive director?
And I'm glad you said that, because I just had this conversation with somebody on my team, the Jacksons, who are really on course to be able to get their ring. I kind of looked at my day-to-day activity. This is what I kind of explained to them today or this week. When I was running for my ring, I had my blinders on. Remember, I'm that horse. You're that horse running this race to get to the finish line to either make executive director or to get your ring. And I had a look at my daily activity during the 90 days, Mitt, let's just say, to find out what could I do today that was going to keep me on course or take me off course. Now, I did a lot of group, and I did a lot of small biz. So because I ended up doing something like that, I knew the time of year, like this is the end of the year. You're not going to get a lot of decision makers right now to make decisions on things. They're running their end of the their years. They're doing their open enrollments. They're almost too busy to see you right now. So my thing is, as you're running for the ring or running for executive director, maybe you're running to manager, look at what distractions are taking me away during my day that are keeping me from achieving my goals for tomorrow. And when you really look at, you know, things that I could put off that wasn't going to make a difference, that's what got me the ring. That's what got me the silver executive directors. But when I was really getting really close to that ring, when I was probably $20,000 or $30,000 away, I looked at my whole picture of daily activity and looked at my journal, because it's really important, guys, to keep a journal so you know if you're on track. And any distraction, whether it be drama or making a phone call or trying to follow up with somebody that you followed up with for 20 times, they're still not calling you back, that's a distraction for you being having productivity. So that would be my suggestion to you. Remember that horse going down that track, put your blinders on, and what are you going to do? Don't get sidetracked from anything that's going to end up having you be productive in the field of where you're going to be specializing in during that 90-day run.
Thank you so much, Ms. Goddard. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Damien.
Thank
we
you.
Have one more question from one of our Millionaire Club members up in the state of Virginia, and that's Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Jeff.
Shirley-Ann, great job. And just
Hey, Mr. Hughes.
Hey, I just wanted to echo that I totally agree with you. And I think that's one of the challenges in Legal Shield is we have this incredible opportunity, and there's lots of ways to make money, lots of ways to be successful and to get recognition. And we have the tendency, I think, and we're kind of encouraged by the company to become full-service associates. But I think it's really important that once you go through the opportunities in Legal Shield and you learn about them and you play around with them and see how you like them, that you kind of narrow down your focus and do what you love, do what feels right, do what you're having results and success from, and get really good at that category. And I think you want to know enough about all the different areas of Legal Shield so that when you recruit people that you can talk intelligently about them, about that area, you can encourage them, you can help them answer questions. But I think Mr. Moore's got the right idea. We need to let people sort themselves into the area of Legal Shield where they feel most comfortable and where they're going to be the most successful. So now my challenge, I don't know about you, but I learned everything that I could learn about Legal Shield and all the different categories, and I got pretty good at most of them. But as I look back over my career, I made about 99% of my money in overrides from the network marketing business that I built. So I wish I had known going in how much money I was going to make from recruiting other people and teaching them how to do what I did, because I would have done more of that and probably less of the other things. So I think you're right. We don't want to get distracted with the bigness of the opportunity, thinking that all things are equal and that we can do all things at the same time. We all have our strengths and weaknesses, and I think once you figure out what your strengths are, play to it. It's a lot more fun, and you actually make more money. So I'll take the call back over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate that. Sherilyn, we just appreciate you for all your hard work. I know you just got back from Minnesota. I know you've been doing a lot of presentations. And just to take a few minutes out for our team tonight means everything. So, again, we're so proud of you, so proud of your accomplishments. And, of course, the best is yet to come for you. You are the best. We appreciate you being on the special call tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Appreciate all you do for all of us.
Well, you're mighty welcome. And I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Randy, what a terrific call. I want to thank everybody, Cheryl Ann, Mr. Agarbar, Damien Sheeber, Jeff Hughes, and everyone that was on the call tonight. It's you that makes these calls possible. It's you that inspires me. And I want to thank you from the very bottom of my heart. Remember, we have a couple of months left here. Let's don't waste them. Let's finish this year stronger than we ever have before. It's really all up to us, whether it's living our life for Christ or just going out and selling Legal Shield. So let's do this. Let's just keep on serving God, keep on taking care of our families, loving each other, and put Legal Shield third, but do a good job of it. God bless and good night.
Good night, everyone.